Previously on Bates Motel.
Pearly shell from the ocean, shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me
Where were you when this happened?
I said perhaps I lived in before we got married.
How long were you married to Norma Bates?
2 weeks.
I'm very sorry. Have you seen this? Did you know she was leaving you?
No, she wasn't leaving me.
Well, something was going on. Because this very clearly looks like an attempted murder-suicide.
This is my mother's. I'd like to keep this.
That's evidence.
No, the letter's evidence. I'm keeping the ring. And if I were you, I'd question her son, Norman Bates.
He's awake. Thanks. You're being released to go home.
Oh, thank you.
Do you need us to call anyone?
About what?
Any relatives? Someone to come pick you up? You've lost your mother. You understand this, right? Carbon monoxide poisoning can affect memory. I'm so sorry, Norman. I know this must be very hard for you. Grieving's a complicated process. These will guide you through it.
Hmm.
orderly will be here soon with your things.
We're checking out Norman Bates.
I'll take him.
No, I don't want you to drive me home.
No, no, it's okay. Let's just go home. You think I'm putting up with any of your crap? You think again?
My mother would just be touched at how you're handling her son, who she loved more than anything on this earth.
Oh, yeah? That wasn't a suicide. We both know that.
I tried to warn you. I tried to warn both of you. It was never going to work. You pushed her too far, and you broke her. All right? If she has gone, it is your fault.
That's not true.
No, it is true. I don't want you anywhere near me. I don't want you at the house, and I do not want you near her. At that funeral home or at the funeral, I don't want to see you ever again.
Mom, don't cut me out of everything. I don't care. She's gone, so what does it matter?
What are you going to do, kill me in the hallway?
No, I'm going to prove you did it, you piece of shit.
Mother?
Be patient, Mother.
Sheriff.
I need to see Norman Bates.
Sheriff, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Where is she? Went to Roger Goodrich.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be in here.
This probably isn't a good idea, Sheriff.
I'm her husband. Where the hell is she?
I always will, whether you're here or not. Okay.
He doesn't live here anymore.
This is the home of Norma Bates.
Yes, yes it is, but she's not here. This is her son, Norman. I'm sorry, who is this?
But this is Justin Wilcock at a Wilcock and Son funeral home. I am so sorry for the loss of your mother, Norman.
Yes, well, thank you.
They're delivering the body from the morgue later today. Would you be available to sit down and discuss funeral arrangements?
Sure, why not? I could come by later this morning.
That would be perfect, Norman. And you should bring whatever outfit you would like us to put her in. Hello? Are you there, Norman?
Yes, I'm here. I'll bring it.
And will the sheriff, your stepfather, be joining us as well?
No, he will not. He was only married to her for 2 weeks, so I will be planning the funeral, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me.
Oh, I just dropped it. It was broken. I'm just trying to get it to the dumpster.
Are you Norman Bates?
Yes, I am.
I'm Detective Chambers from the Oregon State Police.
Oh.
I'd like to talk to you.
Well, of course. She was falling asleep, and I came in, as I often do, to say goodnight. I sat down next to her on the bed, and I just wound up falling asleep, too. And the next thing I remember is being in an ambulance.
Do you recall her state of mind that night?
She was very upset. She was leaving Alex Romero.
What had happened?
I don't know that much about their relationship, to be honest. I've been at the Pine View Institute for the last 2 weeks, and they got married while I was there.
But surely they had a relationship before that.
No. I loved my mother more than anything in the world, but she did not have stellar taste in men. The men that she's been with have all turned out to be nightmares. Manipulative, abusive. I don't know what precisely was going on with this Alex Romero, but I never trusted him.
Why is that?
I'm sure you've heard things around town, you know, about how he dealt with the drug trade, and I don't need to tell you. I just don't think he was a good man. I think that he had always had a thing for my mother, and he married her so she would lock me up in Pine View, and he would have her all to himself. And then when I was released, he still tried to turn her against me, saying that I was unstable. And he just wanted me out of the way, but thankfully she knew it. And that is why she left him. Look, I need to pick out something for her to wear. I never imagined that I would be standing here doing this. Do you think this is good? Well, I know you don't know her, but she's got the most beautiful blue eyes. They just pop.
I think it's lovely. Okay, Norman. Thank you for talking with me. I can see myself out.
My dad is ready to see you, Norman.
Your dad?
I'm the son in Wilcock and Son. We're a family operation. Come with me.
Shall I bring the dress?
Of course.
This chapel is very pretty. I think she'll like it.
Oh, who?
My mother. Would have liked it.
Norman, I don't believe we ever truly lose those we love.
Neither do I.
I'm sure she will be seeing it.
Oh, yes, she might be.
Now, would you like the service to be an open casket? Would you like the body embalmed?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Well, do you understand what embalming is?
I do taxidermy. So, yes, you replace all the bodily fluids with chemical compounds. I know what that is. But I don't want to do that to her. It just seems like a lot. So do you prepare the body on site?
Yes, my daughter Sable does it.
She's just changed career tracks and joined us. I've got to change this sign to Wilcock and family.
That's nice.
Oh, yes, she is the most gifted prep artist I've ever worked with. She'll make your mother look beautiful.
Justin, could I possibly see my mother?
We don't normally allow the public in the prep room. It can be upsetting.
No, I understand, but I will not be upset. I promise. I would really just like to see her.
Norman would like to see his mother.
He's not supposed to be in here.
Sable.
Fine.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I just got a customer, so I gotta call you back. Okay. Bye, bye.
Hey. How are you? Can I help you?
Did you fix the furnace for Norma Bates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Police came and talked to me yesterday, so I heard. It's horrible.
She's my wife.
I am so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Did you explain to her that the old furnace was lethal?
Actually, I did, yeah. I told her that it could be lethal.
And was her son in the room when you told her that?
I don't remember. I mean, I think it was just... Hey, wait.
No, you need to remember, so just try a little bit harder.
He came in after I told her. She introduced me to him, yeah.
Okay, could he have heard that?
He came in at the end of the conversation.
Is it possible he could have heard it?
Yes, it's possible. I did everything I could. I warned her and I retracted. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Juno.
Oh, hey. Don't worry. She'll be back soon. I can feel it. She just wants us to be strong and be patient. You see, she wants the world to think she's dead so they can never hurt her again, but she will come back to us. I know she will. And until then, we have each other, right? All right, come on. I know you're hungry.
Hello?
Hey, Norman.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Mother said you were gone.
I'm gone to her. No, for now, anyway. I just, I can't do it anymore. God, I doubt she'll ever reach out to me.
No, maybe not for a while.
Anyways, I so, want you to know that I'm here for you. Okay, I got a new number, but so you won't be able to reach me at the old one, but, you know, you and I can still talk.
And if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Yes. Yes, well, I appreciate that, Dylan. But I think that it is just probably best if we don't talk anymore.
Yeah, I think that's just what she needs me to do now. And so perhaps we should
just try and remember how it was in all those moments when it was good for all of us, okay?
I am sorry.
And I will miss you, Dylan, but goodbye.
Thank you.
her on, Danny.
There's no guests, just yourself?
Yeah.
Shall we begin then? My mother was the most wonderful person who ever lived. She was just beautiful beyond words. Radiant, half queen, half little girl. She had an innocence to her that illuminated everything that she did. Everything that she touched, every word that she said. She was like a miracle. And I miss her. I miss her. I miss her so terribly. I just can't believe she left. She was not supposed to leave me. And I know that they say that God has a plan and that we have to trust that. We have to trust the plan. Well, it would be nice to know what the hell that plan is. I guess nobody thought telling me that would be important. I'm just supposed to figure this shit out by myself.
Are you all right, Norman?
Yes, I am fine. Yes, but we must trust God. We must trust his plan. Like children, we must blindly... Excuse me. You need to leave. Oh, I have something for you.
I think it would be best if you leave. I don't want to have to call the police.
I am the police, dumbass.
You're not supposed to be here, Sheriff. They've issued a mandatory family leave.
Yeah, really don't give a shit. You got nothing.
You're being charged with perjury.
What perjury?
Lying to a federal agent.
I didn't lie to anybody. It's bullshit.
You told federal agent Howard Collins that you had no personal relationship with Rebecca Hamilton. We have evidence to the contrary. You're under arrest. We'll take you any way we can get you.
I've really had enough of this. If you're angry and you're just punishing me, then you win. You win. I'm sorry. Would you just please come back now? You can't just leave me here, Mother. You can't just leave me here alone in this abyss where I can't find you. Mother, we made it. Look, it's Juno. Mother, it's me. You're home now. It's safe. I won't let anyone hurt you, so just open your eyes. Thank you.
Mother, look at me. Look at me, Mother. Right here, Mother, look at me. Mother, look at me now.
Hello? Hello?
Can I help you?
I'm sorry. The door was open. I didn't mean to barge in. I heard about your mother. She was a lovely woman. Too lovely for this world. It would be a darker place without her. I'm so sorry.
Yes, well, I'm, thank you, but this is really just not a good time.
I understand. I just wanted to do something. Chicken enchilada casserole. I made it.
Thank you for stopping by. This is really very kind of you.
So I heard the funeral, it was today, yeah? Right?
Yes, it was.
To accept. You see the person every day. And then they're gone. You do what you have to do. But you understand she's dead. Right. I want to come and check on you in a few days, if that's okay. It's the least that I can do. Enjoy the casserole, son.
people.
You did come back. I thought you'd left me.
I'd never leave you. You know that.
Mother. We're home. We're finally together.
Yes, honey, forever and ever.